Blog Talk Radio. Monday morning. Good morning, good morning. Yes, call in, sis, call in. Good morning, everybody. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. No filter today. I got on live. They were requesting for me to go live on Motivational Monday. So I said, you know what? All right, fine, I'm going to do it. This morning, I was running a little behind, you know, but hey, this is the natural me. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. I pray that everybody's having an amazing Monday. I feel double blessed on Mondays. For some reason, people don't really are too fond of Mondays. But Monday, to me, is a double blessing. It's the beginning of the week, another opportunity to make wrong things right, you know. God has showed mercy and has allowed a lot of people to open their eyes today. Not a lot of people have been that fortunate in these last couple of months and even beginning 2018. So today I wanted to talk about encouraging people to pray for others, right? So sometimes we only tend to pray for people when they ask us to pray for them. I think that we should start something different. I think that we should pray for people even if they don't ask you. I think we should just pray for people at random. We should just pray for our, you know, we should just always be praying for others because we don't know the circumstances. We don't know what they're going through. You know what I mean? It makes me feel super connected when I know that others are praying for me. And I have a lot of prayer warriors, corner sisters, my healing queens. I have so many people pray that they just be up in their prayer. And I thank them for it because, Lord Jesus, we all need to pray for each other. It shouldn't just be when they ask us. It should just come naturally. Like, I'm just going to pray for the women around me. I'm going to pray for the men, to get to become the leaders that God has called them to be. Good morning, Lily. Good morning, Nuno. Good morning. So yesterday I was having a talk with one of my brothers in church, Brother Cole, and we were talking about how boys are raised and they've been taught how to be men, but not leaders. Good morning, Janet. Good morning, Queen Salute. Motivational Mondays. So I want to change that a little bit. I want to encourage others to pray for other people, but pray for the young men that are growing up now, that are not being told how to lead, right? And then they wonder, like, oh, you know, the woman, the girl, the queen, she's not following, you know, what I'm telling her. Or she's not doing what I'm telling her. It's not about telling her what to do. It's about knowing to be a leader and leading that queen, leading that wife, leading that girlfriend. In the Bible, it says that men were put here to lead and to work. So men right away want to play one role but not the other. You want to lead but not work. And that's not how it works. You know what I mean? Men are called to work, take care of their families, to lead their families, you know? And we drop the ball on that sometimes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays. So I'm asking today, I'm trying to get everybody to understand, because in my church we're doing 21 days of prayer, and we're on day 8, right, of prayer and fasting. And one of the things that I was have been discussing with a couple of people, especially some of my men friends, is that most of the men are taught to be men, but are not taught to be leaders. And we need men to step up and lead. Right? Lead with love. Lead with compassion. Not lead with anger. Not lead with hitting or hatred. You know what I'm saying? But lead with love. You know, us women, us queens need to see the God in our men leaders so we can be submissive and follow. You feel me? I don't know if a lot of people are understanding what I'm saying this morning, but, you know, nevertheless, the main thing is let's pray for others, man. Hashtag work, hashtag heart, hashtag lead well. Yes, that's what I'm talking about, Lily. Not a lot of, even not a lot of leaders lead well, you know. I think we need men to step up and lead. However, we need women to step up and encourage and speak life into them. I agree. I agree. And that's why often in times I do just that. You know, I deal with a lot of women that are going through a lot of hard stuff, domestic violence and all that, right? And still at the same time, I have to speak life to those men that are the abusers. You know, God calls us to love on everybody, you know. But you're right, Lily. We do have to speak life into men. We do have to let them know that they are called to lead. But not when you say lead, it's not like, oh, I am man, you a woman, and you do what I say. No, you do it with love. You do it with compassion, you know. When a woman sees that you're about your business, you know, that you're working, that you're leading this family, not off a cliff, but you're leading them into righteous paths, they will be so submissive and they will follow. That will be such a peaceful and love. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Women continue to speak life into men. You know, sometimes they know no better. So step up and talk to them and kind of lead a little bit just until they get their leadership, you know, role going. You know what I mean? Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Loretta. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Monday. So I'm asking everybody to pray for other people, and I'm asking women, mothers, to be careful how they're raising their boys. Don't raise your boys and talk about teach them, tell them to be a man. Teach them how to lead, how to be leaders, how to work, how to lead their families. Good morning, Edgar. Good morning. Good morning, E. Teach these young boys, how to become leaders in their society, in their families. Good morning, Lucky. Good morning. We often drop the ball on that. We're not encouraging too much for our men, for our young boys, to be leaders. Oh, be a man. And being a man means doing all this craziness, that you can end up in jail or whatever. How are you leading your family if you're in prison? How are you leading your family if you get shot? How are you leading your family if you can't produce or pay no bills? That is not cute, gentlemen. You guys need to lead. And women, we need to encourage them to lead. We need to put them to high standards. Like, no. You're not coming up in here to play Xbox or whatever. You're going out there and going to work. You're going out there and we sitting down and making a plan. You know, you're leading this family. You're leading these children. You're leading me. But how are you going to lead me if your stuff is not right? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. It just doesn't work like that. So I'm going into music. I've spoken a little bit too much because I'm all live. But I'm going into music, and you just hang on in there. Hey, Raymond, what's up? Good morning, Motivational Mondays. Going into music. And so I could still, because the people that are listening to
you want to take me back now. Please tell me why you do it.
This
just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now? Cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time. Still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Love amazing, grace is saving. I live for you. You have never let me down. Why do you love me? Why do you want me? Why?
Standing on their back now. So about to fly, 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 fly. Cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed. Even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now. In His love so secure, crying out for more. Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving You control. You're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know You make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know You're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but You'll never separate me, no.
Why do You love me?
Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust You. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into You. Walking on watch that I'm gone, seeking early in the moon. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these phones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, cause He died. That's how I came alive. Truth of winner ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do You love me?
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban D, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, when I see your face. Pray.
Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, romance exploring action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders, go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers. Watch families find reconciliation, where healing and forgiveness replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Churches work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. crack, no more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops, just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day.
With Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us into lies that crumble, churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal, my humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, for a day when I see your face, when all of the fears fade away. Oh, I know that your parents here. I pray they'll hear you calling this love as you call it for change.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays. I'm about to go to my phone line. 240. Good morning, y'all. With MA2K, please.
Good morning. What's poppin', Pigs? Girl, that's your best.
Good morning. Good morning. How it be? We on Facebook Live as well, so say hello to the people.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? You know, this is a great show. Jumpstart your morning with Motivational Mondays. It's our wonderful host, Emma E2K. You're doing a great job, Emma. How you feeling today?
Thank you. I'm feeling great, man. You know, a lot of people don't like Mondays, but to me, it's a double blessing on Mondays. It's the beginning of a week, you know what I mean? God has gave us mercy and favor to be able to be here and do what we do, a chance to make wrong things right. Come on, man. It's a blessing. I love Mondays. I feel a double blessing on Monday, so I like to spread this energy on Motivation Monday. What's up for you?
Amen. Nothing much. Just came back from the VA hospital, you know, checking on my knees. But I found out that, like, the VA gets paid in advance, so they don't get touched during this whole government shutdown and furlough. So,
okay.
It's just a couple of, yeah.
That's good to know.
Okay.
This government, so that's good to know that the VA is not affected.
Mm-hmm. People can still go to the VA hospital and still get care and do all the stuff that they need to do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Oh, good morning, Santos. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, good morning, Motivational Mondays. Good morning, Ernesto Jose. Good morning, Melesio. Good morning, good morning. Everybody logged in. Everybody logged in. I see Florida. I see New York City. I see Maryland. I see Puerto Rico. Yeah, worldwide. Lush Radio Online.
Everybody's here.
Motivational Monday.
So did you hear what's going on with Monique?
Monique
that used to be with the Parkers and stuff. The Parkers, Monique. She's a comedian, the one from Baltimore.
Okay,
she got blackballed.
Okay. No, what happened with her?
So Monique was been going on this rant this past week, asking everybody on all social media platforms to boycott Netflix because she had an issue where she was offered $500,000, $500,000, and David Chappelle was offered way more several times, and Amy Schumer was offered $11 million. But you have to look at the fact about being relevant, and then also, like, she got blackballed. She hasn't done, like, a movie in a minute. She hasn't done any real specials. You know, she's been doing some, like, workout stuff on Instagram, but, like, she hasn't really done nothing. So for them to even, because nobody is even touching her in Hollywood, so the fact that they even offering her that is, like, you know how many people want $500,000 in their pocket right now? And I understand, you know, David Chappelle has been selling out, like, Madison Square Garden. He's done mass stand-up. It's David Chappelle's shows. They still run those, you know, still have those shows running. And, you know, like, she said that she's the most decorated comedian of all time. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, how did that happen? But I don't know.
I love some Monique, and I follow her on Instagram, and she's lost a lot of weight. She just turned 50. She's looking, mm-hmm. you know, good and amazing, and she feels great about herself, and that's you know, that's an awesome place to be. But in this industry, this is a cutthroat industry, and if mm-hmm. they're not, you know, messing with you, and if somebody comes to give you a deal, listen, like she said, you gotta feed your baby. So concentrate on feeding your babies, Monique, and, you know, don't get caught up in whoever's hyping you up, you know what I mean? Because
somebody hyping it up real good.
People fade to black real quick in this industry, so the fact that she's still even around and they're offering herself, I think is amazing. Good morning, Ruben. Good morning, Nina. Good morning, guys. Motivational Monday. So, not only am I live on the radio show right now, which is you can log in lushradioonline.net, but you can also call in 213-943-3705 if you would like to, you know, just give you a good morning shout out or anything positive that's going on. Good morning, Veronica. Good morning. So we're on both live, Facebook Live, and we're both on live on lushradioonline.net. Again, you can go and listen to the show in its archive. Make sure you share this video, share the link to the show, and thank you for your support. Lush Radio Online just made its 10th year, so we thank you for you guys for your support, for listening, for just being the best audience possible, and we salute you, and we thank you very much, because without you guys, you know, we wouldn't be on here having a show. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Wayne. Good morning, good morning. So, Al, usually I don't go
Emma,
live
have
on
you
Facebook.
Said, I said, Emma, did you see, so, did you see the Women's March?
Did I see what?
The Women's March this past weekend.
Yes, in New York City.
They had it all over, L.A.,
well, yeah.
D.C.
I was in tune
everywhere.
In New York City. I was in tune to the one in New York City because they were really going in on, you know, the president. That's what I'm going to say about that. Make sure you follow. Follow Women's March on Instagram or follow the hashtag Women's March, and you can be able to see all the things that went down all over New York City and all over, because they were marching everywhere. You know, we march for women's rights, and this goes along with domestic violence and everything else that's abusive to women. So, yeah, the Women's March is out there doing their thing. Numbers are phenomenal. When they come out, they come out. Like, they out. Good morning, Evelyn. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, when they come out, they come out. So shout out to the Women's March, for real, because they're definitely doing their thing. Lush, can you Can you give some information as far as any women vets that are out there? You know, because I know you, you know, that's something that's been lately a passion of yours, to give information to all the women vets that are out there. So is there anything new going on with that?
Well, I just got on the board for WINC. WINC is an organization for all veterans of all eras, all female veterans, whether you are now serving in there or you've been separated or you're transitioning at the moment. And we provide resources for women that are going through different situations. And you can definitely log on to www.wincforall.com, and you can definitely get more information about what we're doing. But right now what we do have going on is we have a virtual 5K run or walk going through the month of June 2018, and it's $30 a person. You can virtually sign up, and with the $30 that you donate, you'll receive a WINC 5K t-shirt, medal, and bib, and shipping. And this virtual 5K, you can track your progress by submitting a video in, which is optional, and you can do your time. And, you know, you could do it with a group, you could do it by yourself, and you can also get your steps in, you know. So definitely it's a win-win situation, and we're going to be using the resources to help females, whether they need houses, cars, or whatever resources they need to get on their feet with their families. We're providing those resources for female vets out there. We also have an award show that is coming up soon. That award show will be next month. I'll be giving you guys the information for that. It's called HER2, Military Women of Excellence Award. That's going to be Thursday, April 26th at 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with celebrity guests and VIP and more. The tickets are on sale at HER2AwardsEventbrite.com, and it's going to be in Michigan. And I'm also going to be giving out some tickets for free for some female veterans. Once we get the tickets, we'll be giving them away off of Motivational Mondays and on Friday. So we're definitely going to be giving that information out. And also another information is dog tags. Dog tag is actually I'm an alumni from dog tag. They offer a certification from Georgetown University, which is it's a very prominent school, and it's out in D.C. And dog tag helps veterans, spouses, and caregivers to transition into the civilian community. And, you know, help them with helping themselves either being, you know, well-balanced in their life or becoming an entrepreneur or, you know, just figuring out what they want to do with themselves, if they want to focus on their families of that nature. And you get a certification. So, and if you decided that you wanted to go into school, pursue it, you know, it's definitely a great opportunity. And some, those are some information that I have for you guys. It's www.jobtaginc.org, and you can click on, you know, apply for fellowship, and you can apply for the program if you're a veteran and you're trying to transition or get more information. They provide so many different resources. I'm also going to be speaking at a seminar that's coming up in Saturday, February 17th, 2018, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. And you can log on to Eventbrite, Baltimore Entrepreneur. And at event, we're going to be providing teaching on how to close a deal, how to utilize social media, how to effectively target your market, and also the development and advancements in the internet and artificial intelligence. So that's going to be a lot of information. And we want you guys to leave with some tangible information that's going to help you, you know, take your business to a whole nother level. So that's some information we have for you guys. Yep. That's it.
Absolutely. Girl, you working. You working. There's nothing else, you work. Shout out to Gladys. Good morning, Gladys. Good morning, Nate. Well, Motivational Mondays. I'm actually live on the radio, lushradioonline.net. You can log in. You can call in 213-943-3705. This is Motivational Mondays. I'm on every Monday from 9 to 10, but I'm also live today on Facebook because people were requesting for me to go live, even though my hair looking a little cray-cray and all that, but it's all good. This is me. El Natural. You know, I ain't got nothing to hide. You know, this is what God has given me, and I'm proud of it. So, so we have Lush online, and she just shared like a whole load of information. So, in case you did not catch everything, please make sure you go to Facebook to Lush Radio Online, to Lush Radio Worldwide. Is that which one is the which one do you want them to go to so you can put the information up?
They can actually log on to Lush Radio Online or Lush Radio. Well, Lush Radio Worldwide is our group, but we'll be adding the information on both areas so you guys can get that.
Okay, so make sure you log in on Lush Radio Worldwide, which is on Facebook. The information will be posted there, or just go straight to the website, lushradioonline.net. And you can find, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all the information will be posted. And those that want to participate, support, or take advantage of everything that's going on, please do so. So shout out to all the veterans out there because, you know, it's not easy for them. They go and they fight for this country, and then, you know, there's no help. There's no assistance. There's no, you know, so we can't have that. These are our heroes. We call them our heroes when they are, you know, risking their lives. But when they come home, they're just like regular folks. Nope, sorry. We can't do that. So Shout out to all the vets. We see you. You know, there's definitely movements to support and to thank you, just to thank you for your services. So when you're out there and you're seeing somebody, you know, in their outfit, the soldiers decorated, make sure you stop and let them know thank you. Thank you for your services. That don't cost you. That only takes you, what, 3 seconds to say, you know, thank you for your services. But it means a lot to them because then they really, you know, understand that we value their time. Shout out to Elizabeth. What up, Liz? Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays. Hi, sis. How are you? Queen salute. So, sis, I'm going to go play some music right now because although I'm live, I'm still technically on a radio show. So, we have to play some music. Right? Because people are like, what is this, just live? No, actually, I'm on the show and I'm going live. But I'm going to play some music and we'll be right back. So the people on the radio show will hear music, but we can continue to go live.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks? Be stronger, gonna be
Another blessed Monday to be here, to be with you guys, to be able to motivate and inspire. Thank you for those that logged in on live. I went through Facebook Live this morning as well, but I don't know what happened, but it logged off. So I couldn't go through the whole show, but hey, I did the majority of it. Thank you guys for all your support. I'm going to read something off, but at first I'm going to play this one song, this one request that I had from a young lady named Linda. And she wanted to hear some DMX because DMX is what motivates her, right? And since we're on this positive show, and I'm definitely, you know, on a righteous path, I'm going to play some DMX, but I'm going to play DMX head up. So enjoy.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Motivational Mondays. Yes, thank you for tuning in today, man. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here, to be able to spread good cheers and good energy to all those that need it, that need to hold on to that so they can be able to survive this week. I know these last 2 weeks have been extra rough and super rough for me, but God has held me, has carried me through, and I'm in awe. I'm in awe, and I'm grateful this Monday, definitely. So I want to read today's devotional. Today's, you know, devotional for me is surrender your heart. Watching the news, we learned the losing army in a war has surrendered to their enemy. The fugitive has finally surrendered to police after a long standoff. Perhaps closer to home, someone you know has surrendered to addiction. So how, given all these examples, are we supposed to feel good about surrendering to God? As a woman, it can feel particularly scary to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. Doesn't surrender mean defeat, giving up? It would if God were our enemy. But because he is for us and not against us, surrender means something else altogether. It means freedom. Surrender also means abandoning ourselves to God and no longer resisting him, accepting his plans and his perfect will for our lives. We don't have to strive anymore once we give him our hearts. Oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways. Proverbs 23:26. Is there an area of your heart you are struggling to hold on to? Consider this. Consider this, that what it takes for you to surrender your whole heart to him and end the struggle. I just wanted to leave you with that. Don't forget, surrender your heart, and he will give you peace. Put it all at his feet. We're not all cut out to, you know, to deal with all that stuff. So God bless you. Stay amazing. Stay motivated and motivate others. And don't wait till people ask you to pray for them. Just pray for them on GP. Let's try that. You know, let's try to create this positive balance in this negative world. May you stay amazing. May you be blessed. And may you be answering the call that is upon. Peace be with you. God bless.